Now we come in the last part of this chapter to the Sabbath day in the fields. Then in chapter 3 at the beginning, you'll see the Sabbath day inside the synagogue. Now we have seen this before. In fact, these two incidents are in Matthew as we saw them there. And we'll see they're in Luke again. A very important incident because it was here with this question of the Sabbath day that he broke with the religious rulers. From this time on, they sought his death. And he claims in this first one here that he's the Lord of the Sabbath day. And on the inside, he does good on the Sabbath day. Question, of course, arises, did he really break the Sabbath in either incident? When they took the grain and ate on the Sabbath, did he break the law? When he healed this man with the withered hand, did he break the Sabbath law? And of course, he did not. Absolutely did not. He came to really fulfill the law. But here you will find that he's actually giving an interpretation of this and reveals that he is the Lord of the Sabbath day. And doing good was the thing that was all important. Now, if you'll notice here in chapter 2, verse 23, and I'll begin reading at that particular point. And it came to pass that he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn. Now, here the corn was evidently barley or could have been wheat. And actually, I don't think our Lord was breaking the Sabbath day. The way that the Pharisees would interpret the Acts was that in plucking the grain and eating it, they were harvesting grain and thrashing it on the Sabbath. Now, the law permitted them to pull the grain. We are told in Deuteronomy 23, 24, and 25, when thou comest into thy neighbor's vineyard, then thou mayest eat grapes thy fill at thine own pleasure, but thou shalt not put any in thy vessel. When thou comest into the standing corn of thy neighbor, then thou mayest pluck the ears with thine hand, but thou shalt not move a sickle into thy neighbor's standing corn. Now, actually, they were following the law. Now, if they had put in a sickle, they would have been harvesting. But you see, the Pharisees had given this interpretation to it, and they would therefore interpret their acts as breaking the law. Now, we read here, and the Pharisees said unto him, behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful? The religious rulers really broke the law when they determined the death of the Lord Jesus. They had no right to do that. We'll see in this next chapter. When they determined his death, they broke the law. Now will you notice, verse 25, he said unto them, have ye never read what David did when he had need and was a-hungered, he and they that were with him? Now, he did not insist that they had not broken the Sabbath. He refused, actually, to argue the issue here with them. And now he goes into the life of David, their king, and he cited an incident in the life of David where he had definitely broken the Mosaic law and was justified. You see, the letter of the law was not to be imposed when it wrought hardship upon one of God's servants who was attempting to serve him. And that, of course, is the story concerning David, and our Lord uses that. Let me read verse 26. How he, that is David, went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar, the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat but for the priests, and gave also to them which were with him. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Now, this is a great principle in respect to the Sabbath day and its meaning, that the law was really made for man and not man for the Sabbath. And also, here is another great principle, and that is that the Lord Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. Now, those are two things that are very important. And by the way, I have a little book entitled, The Sabbath Day or the Lord's Day, which? I feel that this is a pretty important question. The Sabbath day or the Lord's day, which? We're, of course, not under the old Mosaic system as far as the Sabbath day, because it was a part of the covenant between the nation Israel and God. He said that himself.